You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Penguins win yesterday over the Jackets 4-1. Crosby with two goals. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Happy holidays from the power of Bowser.
No, we're back, just like that. Justin Fabus, he's a country singer. He's going to join us. He's wonderful. And he's going to join us because he's going to tell us all about, and we're going to have some fun with him, Christmas karaoke tomorrow night, Mike's Beer Bar, from 6 to 8. Well, a little, I mean, it's from like 6 to 9. Just get there early. And we got a bunch of fan hosts that are going to sing, a bunch of celebrities. So Socks for the City, that's a charity we're helping out. Bring a pair of new clean socks or make a $5 donation to Socks for the City, or just do both. Show up and watch us sing. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. We'll talk to Justin briefly at about 9:30 today. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Jeff Hathorn, our own Jeff Hathorn, talked to Mike Tomlin yesterday, asked him a question. Let's talk about this after we hear the discussion. It was about George Pickens. Here it is.
There was frustration with George Pickens. What do you tell him about wanting more targets?
I'd rather say woe than sick 'em. I want a guy that wants to be a significant part of what it is that we do. Now, the appropriate and professional and mature way to express that, we're growing and working on, and we will continue. But that spirit, that competitive spirit, the guy that wants the ball, I want that guy. I'd imagine TJ wants to lay the quarterback down more. We got competitors. This is professional football. These guys know that they have to deliver. And so for a guy that wants to do that, I'm not going to make that a negative, no matter how silly I think the commentary is or people talking about him expressing frustrations and stuff and trying to make it a negative storyline. I laugh at that. Again, that's one of the reasons why we're continually progressing, because we're capable of tuning that BS out.
He is, sir. This is why I love Mike Tomlin. He's a master of psychology, or at least tries to be. There's not a big groundswell of people who think George Pickens did something wrong, or he's a jerk, or he is an outburst prone kind of guy. There's just not. That's fabricated from Mike Tomlin. But what Mike Tomlin is doing right now with the Steelers at 5-7, and the Steelers have three, I mean, all their games they got to win, but they got three division games ahead of them, and they've got one big one right now with Baltimore coming in here. Mike Tomlin is creating, artificially, an atmosphere of us against the world. Your own fans. Look, people walking around the strip buying shirts. They're out against you. Man, the noise. You hear that noise out there? We block out the noise. But, man, I heard a little bit of it. And some of that noise was, you're a bad dude, man. We can't even win for losing. And he's creating that. It's Pittsburgh against everybody situation in their locker room. And it's fascinating to me.
Think about if they go 4-1 and they have a winning season. Think about how, I'm not going to say arrogant, that Mike Tomlin might be, but just kind of puffing his chest out a little bit, being like, none of you guys believed that we were going to do this year. None of you guys believed that it was the right timing for me to put in Kenny Pickett. None of you guys believe that, you know, the decision I made with Mitch Trubisky and all the other things that have went on this season, we still finished the season with a winning record. Think about what that might transpire.
But that'll kind of wallpaper over, cheap wallpaper too, the mistakes that were made throughout the year. I mean, to Crowley's point yesterday or the day before, people are going to lay rose petals at Mike Tomlin's feet. And look, I think there will be things that he will have done right throughout the course of the season. If somehow they end up 9-8 or run the table in 10-7 and in contention for a wild card spot, absolutely. He'll be deserving of praise, sure. And a lot of that is this motivational tactic of his of building it up, like Colin said, of us against the world, right? Nobody thinks we can do it. But there were mistakes made earlier in the season, and that doesn't just gloss over them if they go 9-8.
I mean, I think that it will. I really do. I mean, what team doesn't make mistakes during the season? I mean, the Bills have made mistakes this year. The Chiefs have made mistakes this year. Those teams are going to be in contention. The Cincinnati Bengals lost to the Steelers the first game of the season.
Those teams have margin for error. This team came into the year, I think most of us looked at it as a 9-8-ish team, right? Somewhere between 8 and 10 wins, and knew there wasn't much margin for error because of the quarterback situation, because of the offensive line, because of this or that and the other thing. And those teams, if you're in Buffalo, if you're in Kansas City, you got a little margin for error.
Yeah, but
the Steelers had none.
Okay, but if you're the Steelers, you're doing what people expected you to do. So what does the margin for error matter?
Well, the three teams you mentioned are all going to make the playoffs, and if the Steelers had made fewer mistakes, if they wind up winning 4 or 5 down the stretch, they could have been a playoff team too, and they could have screwed it all up. I do think this is a good tact by Mike Tomlin, because we've talked about this, Matt Canada, a lot of guys coming out in early the season against Matt Canada, and now you've got Pickens. Maybe it's Pickens v. Deontay. I don't want to make it too much, but who knows where that goes. Now Mike Tomlin, instead of saying, okay, fight each other, it's all of us against everybody else, and you unify your locker room in that way.
He's artificially unifying them in a moment in which one person showed a very public display of non-unification. And all, which, who cares? It's a receiver that wants the football. It really isn't non-unification. But Mike Tomlin is the guy making a big story out of a non-story. It is great mental manipulation.
Yeah.
It really is. It is big-time psychology stuff. It's reverse psychology
stuff. Oh, he's gaslighting the hell out of all of us.
Yes!
Absolutely.
He's also trying to protect his young pup, too.
For sure.
You know, which you kind of want. I mean, right? He's protecting the kid that is – you know, trying to play at a high level and trying to make plays and wants to be a part of the game plan. So, I mean, I could see, you know, both sides of it. I could see him, hey, us against the world, but you know what? I'm going to protect our guys because that's all I, you know, am paid to do.
Mm-hmm. He also accidentally, I think, agreed with the prevailing narrative here, which is,
yeah,
we want him to want the ball, but there's also better ways to go about it. And I think that's what the majority of folks are saying.
Yes, and he also, too, goes against, and this again, this is the psychology stuff. I don't read the papers. I don't watch the TV. I don't listen to the radio at all. Jeff Hathorne, man, all due respect, I don't listen to the radio. Ron Cook, those knuckleheads in the morning, especially that pony guy. I don't listen to anything they say. You heard what they said about our
receiver?
But
I know exactly what they said.
He said, kind of laugh at that stuff. Well, what are you laughing at? I mean, my thing is, like, if I were a head coach, hypothetically, like, why not just acknowledge that you know that things are going on out there? What's the big deal? Like, yeah, I hear you guys talking, but, you know, we're going to continue to play.
Doran,
like,
did you ever listen to Sports Talk Radio when you were a player?
No, never. I didn't listen to it until I started doing this.
Are you just saying that or honestly?
Swear to God.
Do you know guys that did?
No, not one. Never had time to. Think about the day that you had. You drive in and
Odyssey
you're there.
App, I mean,
I know that
wasn't around back then.
I know that there are guys, both NFL and Major League players, that listen on their way in.
That might be like the only time, and that's around like 7.
Mm-hmm.
Around 7.
For MLB players. Yeah. For NFL players. Major League Baseball players will listen to the midday show.
Okay, so yeah, they have time.
Yeah, they'll listen to Ron and Joe.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see probably more nowadays than whenever I was playing, you know, 12 years ago. I mean, you barely had Twitter. You barely had stuff to look at. Only if you wanted to see what was going on, you had to get the paper, as we talked about 2 days ago. You know, that was the, you know, like, so I never listened to the radio and what people were talking about.
Ever. I know for a fact that Garrett Cole listened a lot. Mm-hmm. He told me, you know, he would listen because he'd get irked about stuff. He wouldn't really listen on the day that he pitched, but he would listen. Now, keep in mind, it was high times a lot of times.
Right.
You know, people weren't beating him to death, but he would listen.
Do you think coaches and managers listen?
No, but they're told exactly what is said.
For sure.
They're also briefed, and I've seen this. They are, and this is at spring training, and this is also, I don't know how the Steelers do it, but they have a what looks like a lineup like you would see at jail. If you would say, all right, here's a mugshot. And they get put in a room, the players and the coaches, right, for baseball teams.
Yep.
Not just the one here in town, but baseball teams all throughout Major League Baseball. And there is a mugshot of everybody that'll be around. Here's a radio guy. Here's the beat writers. Here's the people who are here every day or at least a decent portion of the time.
This guy's safe.
This guy's a good guy.
Stay away from
that guy.
This
guy's a bad guy.
Wow.
This guy, talk to him. This guy, her, don't talk to her. Or, for a feature, sure. But I wouldn't give this person. And they are given a dossier pretty much on every person who's in that clubhouse. And that's not just the Pirates. Because baseball players have told me. Because they've come to me and they've been like, you know, for all people might say about you on the radio, every time that they've said you're one of the guys they could talk to.
Do you think that that's smart that baseball teams do that?
Hell yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You want to be privy to who's around. And
you want to know who you can trust.
You want to know who you could say stuff to and who you can't. And it is like an old – it's almost like Animal House is like pledge night. Like they put it on. Like you're in, you're out. You're safe, you're right. Like
That's actually a good tact. I mean, whenever I was in New England, that was the only time where I was like, all right, like – We are in an educational class about the media. Every single day, Belichick would brief us about what to say and what not to say to the media. The first time we would meet as a team, he would take 20 minutes every single day. It was like, all right, we could say this. We can't say that. Don't say this. You could say that. You could talk to this guy. You could talk to that guy. But no mugshots. Wow.
I have heard, and this may be speaking – it's not speaking out of school because I'm not saying who I heard it from. That is a decent portion of why – the kid from TJ is no longer with the Patriots. Why he's in Cleveland from Michigan.
Because
he hadn't performed at the level – Chase Winovich.
Yeah.
He hadn't performed at the level in which Belichick liked the fact that he had that personality yet.
He was a little too – not even flamboyant.
Just a little bit too much.
Outspoken. There was a lot of guys that were on his rosters in the day, like, I mean, throughout the years, that had way bigger personalities than that.
Right. But they had achieved a certain level
or status. Ross Ventrone was there for years.
He made every tackle on special teams.
Who does Bill Belichick love more than anything?
Yeah.
I just heard that was part of why he was traded, in that it was just a bit much all the time.
Wow.
All the time. And I've heard that from multiple people.
Although he never said anything that was untoward, I don't think.
No, right. But it was just social media this, everything this, all the time, own agenda. And it was not an own agenda, even in a negative way, just always on.
You're onto something here because you think of the parting of ways with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, towards the end of his career in New England, was starting to get out there a little bit.
TV 12 time.
Yeah. You know, he was starting to push stuff out in social media, starting to, you know, film
Guerrero
himself,
and everything.
Guerrero, and Belichick didn't want anything to do with it.
It's fat. I've heard it from multiple people that's what spawned the Winovich trade. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Matt Mertz Plumbing.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family, and they help us out a lot here. Fan Morning Show.
Doran Dickerson here for Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. Guys, if you're thinking about popping the question this month, then you have to pop into Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. You have one shot to get this right. Do not fumble. I trust the folks at Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers, and with their perfect ring guarantee, Noah Gabriel eliminates all the stress in your body. Stop by the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford, Ross Park Mall, or visit NoahGabrielCo.com. That's NoahGabrielCo.com.
So many great podcasts out there. Best one you'll find here, Fourth Down in the Steel City podcast. It's Crowley. It's me. Each week, dive deep and have some fun, too, talking about the Steelers. Follow Steelers on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We do it a couple times a week. It is fantastic. Great local content that we have here about a local team. All right, so much more to get into. We have our sing-along, our Christmas karaoke tomorrow, Mike's Beer Bar. That's tomorrow. Get there around 6. It's going to last until about, who knows, deep into the night, till about 9 o'clock or so. But anyway, get there just past dinner time. Get there for happy hour and hang out all night. We'll be at Mike's Beer Bar. There's going to be a bunch of local celebrities. Socks for the City is the charity we're helping out. So bring a new pair of clean socks or make a $5 donation. Or heck, do both if you can. Just be down there on the North Shore at Mike's Beer Bar just past dinner time, happy hour time, and we'll see you down there. There's going to be a bunch of people singing and having fun. All right. You know what? We talked about this earlier. We got to get back into this before we talk to Justin Fabus, who's going to help us out. He's a country singer. He's going to help us out with singing tomorrow, and we're going to touch base on what we're supposed to do. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. But I thought about this with AB being holed up. I think he still is in his house.
That's what it sounds like.
How long could you stay in your house if I gave you these stipulations? You could stay, you just had to stay on your property, and you could have unlimited guests. Like, people could, so it's not like the pandemic, because the pandemic, you couldn't really have people. I mean, this is, at least this is what they suggested. Couldn't really have people. And the one thing I keep thinking of is, like, I could probably stay there forever, except you've got to go to doctor's appointments and dentist appointments. Those are the two inhibitors.
I could go a year because I think I could skip one dentist appointment. You get those every 6 months. I could skip one of those and just go plan to go to the dentist a year from that date and then just hole up for a year. Everything gets delivered. People can come and visit. We're solid.
We could get food delivered, you said?
Yeah, everything. Heck, delivered. I get toilet paper delivered to my house. Yeah. It comes
so
like,
that's all staying in place. We can get stuff delivered. We don't have to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because that's on your property. It's on your front porch.
Man, I don't know. I could stay a while. I could probably go a year and a half.
I ain't all that worried about my teeth, depending on why I'm staying in the house. Like, if I'm staying in the house to win a prize or outlast people to win some sort of prize, I'll be holed up.
And you could
forever.
Work from home.
Work from home. Yeah. If my buds can come over, that makes it easier. If I could order a pizza, have alcohol, I'll stay there forever.
You can never go to for as long as you do this, you can't go to a sporting event. You can't go to the store. You can't go to a bar. You can't go out for a walk outside of your property.
Well, now you're getting colder.
So you can't do that.
But yeah, the bar, the sporting event, that would do it eventually.
You can't go visit people. They all have to visit you. Yeah. Think about if there's an unforeseen circumstance.
That's true. Right. Elderly folk, too. You got to see your grandparents. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's tougher for them to get into your house.
FaceTime.
That's true. My grandma don't know how to use FaceTime. But, I mean, if it's for a prize of some sort, I could outlast somebody else, I think. I think I could have that testicular fortitude hang in there.
Like Survivor Homebound.
Yeah.
Yes. What would the prize have to be?
Not a lot. 100K?
Yeah,
50K. If I can work from home and someone's going to pay me 25K, right, stay at home for a year, I think I'd
gonna
do that.
Going to save a lot of money, too, probably.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be healthy to not have human contact. Some people choose to live like this, like hermits. I couldn't do that.
We have a lot of hermits these days.
Not real hermits, but just people I classify as hermits.
You got more than you think after the pandemic.
How about this? Now, does our families have to stay in the house, too, or can they leave? Because
no, they can come and go.
They could come and go.
Okay.
Because that, you know, being in the house, and especially I have three little boys. If I'm in the house for a year and a half with those guys.
But you can't go to their football game. You can't go to their flag football game. You can't go to their baseball game.
I'll just have somebody put up a camera or something.
But that's fine. But you can't go. Yeah. You can't go help coach. You can't go stand in the back. You can't go see it live and in person. You can't take them to
ice cream after the game.
Yeah.
I would look at them. I would set them down on the couch and be like, boys. There's 200K.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, how long can you do it? There's no cash prize. Brought in this.
Yeah, Crowley added the caveat.
I need incentive. I mean, I could probably do it for 3 or 4 months if there's no incentive.
So we're essentially just describing house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah. Considering your life, yes.
Training.
Uh-huh. All right, Justin Fabus, he's going to help us with this sing-along, Christmas karaoke. It's tomorrow. Cannot wait for this. You need to be there too. Doors are going to be blown off this place. There's going to be so many people there. It's going to be outstanding. It's on the North Shore. Come down and see us. Justin's going to help us out. We talked to him briefly to get a lay of the land and how we're supposed to feel tomorrow. So there is that epic ending before we get out of here too. Christmas karaoke. Again, be sure to get down there. FanDuel, bet on some games. It's great. Start off the week, the NFL week, right? Tomorrow night, no sweat, same game parlay. FanDuel, partner.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With Valley Forge, America's number one sports book.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you've had an account for years now. FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, hooking you up every Thursday. No different with Raiders and Rams tomorrow night. You get free bets back if your Thursday night same game parlay doesn't hit. Yeah, put together that same game parlay however you want to. Maybe it's all props. Maybe it's a side and a total and a money. However you put together your same game parlay on a Thursday night with FanDuel, yes, no sweat. You get free bets back if it doesn't hit. Again, you can build your own or choose from one of those popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in the app right there at the top of the page. However you play, bet on the NFL on Thursday nights with FanDuel and that no-sweat same-game parlay. If you're new, download FanDuel, plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and that unlocks everything for you. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21+, a present PA, 3+ legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, welcome in because we have a big event tomorrow. Christmas karaoke. Mike's Beer Bar. Cannot wait for it. That's tomorrow. Just past 6 o'clock. Get down there about 6, between 6 and 7. Meander down there. Stay till 9, 10 o'clock. Who knows? Just make your way down in and around happy hour time. Heather Abraham's going to be there. Mary Hours is going to sing. Pomp's daughter. Everybody here is going to sing. We're going to have just a great, great time. Bring a pair of socks. Make a $5 donation. Socks for the city, one of the two, or both if you could. Helping us out because he's like a real-life professional, big star, big singer, country singer, all kinds of singer. Justin Fabus joins us right now. Hello, Justin. How you doing?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Never been better. Tell us what the designs are for you on this situation and how much fun we're going to have tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing all the people who don't regularly sing get up there and belt it out. So I know you guys got some chops. I saw Paul singing some Night Ranger yesterday, so I saw him killing it. That was pretty cool.
Yes. What are the hardest Christmas songs to sing, and what are the easiest Christmas songs to sing?
I think the easiest probably like Jingle Bells and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but like you're probably getting a little bit harder when you start singing like, you know, Please Come Home for Christmas, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. But I have faith in all you guys. I think you guys are going to get out there and really show people how it's done.
Justin, you know, you told me, I think about 2 years ago, we were talking on Instagram that there was a story and an interaction between us when we were teenagers. Tell us that story real quick. And when did you figure out that you could actually, you know, sing?
I thought you'd bring that up. So, geez, what year would that have been?
2006,
I think. Yeah. So I'm a huge Sylvester Stallone fan, especially Rocky fan, and I know Dorn is as well, and I'm like most other people. So when Rocky Balboa was coming out into theaters, which was like the sixth Rocky, at the time at the Stinta movie theaters, which I don't think it's called that anymore in Bridgeville, you could rent out a movie theater for like very cheap and take all your friends. So I never got to see a Rocky movie in theaters because I was always so much younger. So I was able to rent out a theater for Rocky Balboa at the Stinta. And I remember seeing Doran at the time sitting there with a beautiful girl, and he couldn't get in, to my understanding, because it was all sold out. So we had spaces open. So I went over and I said, hey, you want to come join us? And got to watch Rocky Balboa together. So that was pretty cool.
Did this
and
really happen, Doran?
Yes. Sing some karaoke.
This yeah. really happened?
This really happened. I was so distraught. A big Rocky fan. Couldn't get in. It was sold out. This guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, I have extra ticket. I rented out the theater. I'm like, who's this guy? I got to know him. He got money. He rented out the theater. I'm like, shoot. I'm like, let's go.
And it makes things happen.
I scored some points there, Justin, whatever, with the young
pretty
lady.
Pretty lady. Yeah.
Good well, for good. You. I hope so. So you're welcome.
Justin, are you prepared to have to, like, Simon Cowell people and yank them off the stage if they're really bad tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to tell Pomp and his daughter, hey, you're terrible. Get off the stage. Let's go. But I have no doubt. I know Pomp and his daughter. They're great people, and you know, they got some moves. When I was at Selena's wedding, you know, they had that dance going, and so I have no doubt that they'll be able to carry a tune.
All right, tomorrow night we'll see you. Can't wait to catch you down there. Get down there just about happy hour time. We'll bump into you. We'll be there all night. We'll have an incredible time, and looking forward to it. And we'll see you tomorrow, Justin.
Appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. This is going to be professionally run.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
It's going to be super good.
And TJ, the DJ's on top of things.
Uh-huh. He is. Did you send him your request? Or did you haven't made yours public, have you?
I'm going to sing This Christmas, and I wanted to do the James Brown version.
How's it go?
Well, Doran, I'm doing one with you, too.
I don't even know if I could. I mean, you're just going to go by yourself? You're going to sing two songs?
The people want what they want.
I know.
I've been approached for
two. What is This Christmas?
How's that Christmas? Go? Like Donny Hathaway This Christmas?
So there's a James Brown This Christmas, which is awesome, where he screams into the microphone 1,500 times, but I don't know if we could do that one. There's also a John Legend version.
Okay, sing the refrain from it, or say the refrain from it so I can know how it goes.
I don't have it in front of me.
Just say it.
I'm going to get to know you better.
There you go.
Christmas.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
The fireside is blazing bright.
That's pretty good.
We're caroling through the night.
And then James Brown will just scream. He'll just in the middle of it, which is great. That's my favorite part.
I do like that song. A very special Christmas.
That one. There you go.
That's
harmony.
A good song. I enjoy that song.
Yeah. So there's that. And then Doran and I are doing something.
Okay, which
is what? Secretive about this?
Because now I forgot what we're doing.
What is Pony singing?
He's gonna have something planned.
Is there something with Kenny in the title?
You know what he might do? He might bring
Kenny and the Jets.
Yeah,
Kenny and the Jets. Hey, Kenny, three picks against the Jets. He might bring in a whole bunch of socks and try to get out of singing. That's his thing.
No, that's not. No,
I'm just saying.
Didn't Donny Hathaway? Donny Hathaway. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
He died when he was like 30.
Really?
Yeah, like he made that song early, and I want to say he died at like 30 or 30, like real early in his life.
Wow, 33. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, he did not live long. Like this, it's not somebody that like just went away and had like a one hit, and then they just kind of you know, you forgot about him. Because he'd be the guy that would still, because people wonder, like, wouldn't he still be singing
be
that
out there
song?
Showing up every Christmas like Mariah does now.
No, he died at like 30-something.
33.
Yeah, that was it. That was it for him.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about a one-hit wonder. I feel bad.
Well, he had Little Ghetto Boy in the ghetto as well.
Right. How did he die?
He died.
This is tough.
Yeah, Wikipedia.
Yeah, this is a great commercial to get people to come to our show.
Yes.
But, how did... because I do remember he died very young, and it was kind of like he would be on the bill now still for all the like, mm-hmm. let's get oh, everybody boy. Back. How'd he die?
They jumped.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's
come
terrible.
To Mike's Beer Bar.
Yes. Oh, that's terrible. I did not know that. Gosh, that's awful. What year was it?
79.
Jeez. But that is a great song.
Yes.
It's a wonderful
a very
song.
Special Christmas. Oh, goodness.
Didn't Chris Brown sing that too?
He might have
Chris
it.
Brown?
James yeah. Brown.
Chris Brown. I think he sang it too.
Wasn't Chris Brown? Was Chris Brown just in the hospital?
No.
Or who was that? No, somebody else was. Was just in the hospital.
Antonio.
We got to stop asking questions we don't know the answer to.
I'm sorry. It's gone totally awry. Not good at all. Doran, so are you singing a song solo too?
No.
See, Heather said she wants me to sing a song with her, but I don't know which song. She's just going to surprise me.
You got to find out.
Does it have to be a Christmas song?
Well, I mean, it is a Christmas sing-along.
I would think.
It generally goes with the territory. I'm trying to get Heather to sing a song with her husband, too, Frank, who's a city fireman, city firefighter. Great dude.
So what if she leaves you hanging? Then you have to sing by yourself. Oh,
I don't have to sing.
Everybody has to sing.
Watch. but I'd rather Heather sing with her husband. They make sweet music and magic, and they love each other. Mm-hmm. You know? And Frank's like a great dude.
So if you didn't have a partner, you wouldn't sing by yourself?
Hell no. I have stage fright.
Fabus, though.
What?
Fabus will join in
yeah,
on anybody.
I do. Yeah, right.
He'll help you out.
Yeah. Did you know this? I have unbelievable stage fright.
Really?
Like, if I get up and read a book in front of my kids' class, like, I'm shaking like a leaf.
So you're going to be shaking?
Oh, for sure. I don't like being, like,
I can't wait to
I have
mess
stage
with
anxiety.
I got
why
you,
would you mess with them? No, why would yeah. you make it worse?
Because I'm like that.
I could
this
sit
is who
in
I
a,
am.
If you told me there were 9 million people, and there's not, listening right now, I'm fine.
There's 10 million listening.
Or if you sat me in a booth at the 50-yard line and there were 10 million people at a stadium around, but I couldn't see them, I'd be okay. But if I'm on people have asked me, and I'm not like pomp or something, but people have said, like, can you MC this event or whatever? I, more often than not, it's just about 100% of the time, I decline because I get, I'm just telling you the truth, I get nervous.
There's a cure for that. You picture people in their underwear.
I don't want to do that.
No.
But no, so that's why with this singing, I'm like, it's a big step for, I don't like it.
Oh, man, I can't yeah. wait.
We'll see, do it Crowley, as a group. Crowley thrives in this atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my kind of thing.
Ham it up.
Oh, I
who
love
are you
people.
Talking to in there? Did you just get delivered news?
I did not get delivered news. There is a person who cannot be named in the studio with me right now.
Oh, gotcha. All yeah. right, epic ending coming up in just a couple minutes right here on the Fan Morning Show. All right. Again, don't forget our sing-along tomorrow, Christmas Karaoke, Mike's Beer Bar. Get there happy hour time, 6 o'clock's fine. You'll be there until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. All the fun, the festivities, it'll be fun. Mike's Beer Bar, bring a pair of clean socks or make a $5 donation to Socks for the City. Epic ending right now. Let's go. So what do we learn today? Doran?
It's one of my favorite coaches of all time's birthday today. A coach that I leaned on when I was at Pitt, a coach that coached me whenever I played linebackers, and he's a coach at Pitt right now. Charlie Partridge, his birthday is today, and I texted him earlier. I said, Coach, happy birthday. How old are you? 60, LOL. He's not 60 years old. He said, 65, LOL. Thank you, and bleep off. So,
gotcha.
That is that. Happy
dude.
Birthday, Coach Partridge.
Good dude. I learned reading this insider.com story, I gave a little snippet of it earlier, that the best baseballs to hit last year, especially in the months of August and September, were found in Yankee games. And then again in the postseason in the month of October. So baseball manipulating maybe the inventory or stock of baseballs that were being put into play during the Aaron Judge home run chase, perhaps. He'll send them a small fruit basket to thank them for the 9-year, $360 million deal.
I learned that I thought I could get away with not showering for a day and nobody would notice, and Doran says, nope, Crowley, it was obvious to just about everybody yesterday that you smelled like feet and that we all knew that you didn't shower. So there's that.
Mm. I learned sad news. This isn't good. It's awful news, actually. Learned it yesterday at about dinner time. If you've ever been around the high school sports scene or just the local sports scene, there's those characters, those people, those guys and ladies that bring you the news and that make the news and that are the news. Well, Bob Berrickman was one of those people. Sadly, he passed away at 67 years old. If you don't know Bob, I'll tell you who Bob was. He was a giant in Beaver County. No one was as kind, more respected, or a harder worker. He was great. He made every small-town kid in Beaver County feel like they played in the Super Bowl every single time that they played a game, whether they played in Freedom or, I don't know, Rochester or Beaver Falls. He was a radio guy, and to hear the way that he would say each letter when he'd say, and he had this way of speaking, WBVP. That's how he talked. He'd go, we'll be right back to Quipa football, WBVP. And Bob was just a character and a wonderful man. Rest in peace, Bob Berrickman, a wonderful, wonderful guy. A prediction. Doran?
Hot take. Ryan Reynolds trade today.
Ooh.
He's traded.
Where?
I don't know, okay. But he's traded.
Wonder if the Yankees are out of the market now that they've re-signed Mr.
They Josh. Are the market.
That is true.
prediction, Jamarius Burton double-double, 24 points and 10. I'm not sure if it'll be rebounds or assists. Pitt 78-70 over Vandy.
I predict that there will be 700 more players that enter the transfer portal, and Colorado gets one more five-star joining up to join Mr. That's redundant. Prime time.
Coach Prime to you.
Hot take stacked on another hot take. If Brian Reynolds is traded today, it'll be a three-team deal with David Bednar as part of it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Yes.
He's coming to Christmas karaoke tomorrow.
It'll even be more fun. It'll be more reason to drink. So that being said, yeah, if Reynolds is traded, I think that Bednar would be involved somehow. Three-team deal, that old baseball three-teamer. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's have some fun. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You're going to find it all at Sun Chevrolet. Rainy, early, high in the 50s.
That's the weather.
The perfect engagement ring doesn't come from the North Pole. It comes from the North Hills. Dorn Dickerson here for my friends at Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers. Head north to the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford, Ross Park Mall, or online at noahgabrielco.com for that perfect engagement ring. With the perfect ring guarantee, they will make your significant other a brand new engagement ring. It's a guaranteed win from Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.